感谢神啊，让我们在安息日来聚会。
And as many of the members here in Elizabeth know, this weekend the church is hosting the RE Teachers Workshop.
我们这个周末在伊丽莎白教会要同时举行教员进修会。
And so we thank God for the local church's support and efforts in hosting this event.
我们感谢地方教会的支持。
And this time for the seminar, we are talking about the theme, going back to basics, right? Talking about spiritual growth.
我们今天要回到基本，就是属灵的成长。
Right. I think growth is something that we humans naturally seek to pursue.
我们人一个自然的趋向就是趋向成长。
Of course, when we are born, when we have life, we naturally will grow in physical stature.
当然我们生下来的时候我们身体会成长。
But then as time passes, we also seek to grow in knowledge, in wisdom, you know, in wealth, in other aspects as well.
但时间增长的时候，我们也在知识、智慧、和财富上面追求成长。
We seek career and professional growth. We seek growth in our relationships with others as well.
我们希望在事业上和人与人的关系上也成长。
And whenever we do see growth within ourselves, it's a positive thing because we feel we're headed in the right direction. Right?
当我们感觉成长的时候，觉得是很正面的进步。
So as followers of Jesus, we also are likewise pursuing spiritual growth.
既然是耶稣的门徒，我们也要追求属灵的成长。
And of course, spiritual growth is more abstract.
当然属灵的成长是很抽象的。
Yeah, but it at least encompasses there's a quantitative.Component, right? In terms of numbers, right?
当然从数目字来说
right? And then there's also a component of quality. There's a qualitative component, right?
也有就是除了量来说，值我们要看它的从值的方面来看
Yeah. And so as time passes, ideally, we want to seek that we as individuals can grow in this way, and also the church can expand.
所以我们在灵性成长不但是个人的成长，也希望教会能成长。
And the church growing both in numbers and also in its spiritual quality.
也就是说，教会不管是在量方面增长，在属灵的品质上也在增长。
And from our own experience and observation, we can see that local churches, they go through periods of ups and downs.
我们的经验就是地方教会的成长有时候增加，有时候减少。
Yeah, this is due to a number of factors, right?
这是有很多因素的。
And of course, we always are still trying to pursue, despite the circumstances, to still grow upward.
不管怎么样，我们还是希望向上成长。
So this morning, I'd like to talk about the Ephesian church.
我们今天早上要来看以弗所教会。
I'd like to spend both the morning and afternoon talking about this church.
实际上我们是早上跟下午都要谈这个教会。
And I hope that we can be able to look into this early apostolic church and glean lessons from it.
我们希望从这个早期的使徒教会里面学习到一些课程。
And I picked this church for a particular reason.
我选这个教会也是有一些原因的。
In my opinion, it seems like from the Bible, we have the best available information, right, about this one particular church across a longer period of time.
因为从圣经里面对这个教会有比较详细的记载，而且是有将近四十年之久的历史。
Like there's some churches in the Bible, of course, you know, some of like its origins very clearly, but you may not be able to see that church across a long period of time.
其他教会我们没有看到这么长的历史。
Yeah, but the Ephesian church, if you kind of construct all the different available information that we have from Scripture, you can piece together about a 40-year history.
然而以弗所教会我们可以看到四十年多久的历史。
And of course, it's not that detailed. You only see glimpses and highlights. Yeah.
当然也并不是非常详细，我们只是看到一些重要的时刻。
But at least you can see 40 years.
但是我们能看到有四十年之久。
And 40 years is approximately the same age as the older churches here in the United States.
40年在美国的真耶稣教会来说也是比较早期的教会也有四十年的历史了。
Just like here in Elizabeth, actually, I believe next year, Elizabeth Church will be entering its 40th anniversary of establishment.
譬如我们伊丽莎白教会我相信下一年就是我们四十周年的纪念。
And so the goal of this morning and afternoon then is to learn from history.
所以我们的目标目的是要从历史里面学习。
And then try to gain some wisdom to apply to our own faith and also our local churches.
从里面得到智慧能对我们的信心还有对地方教会有帮助。
Now when we talk about the history of the Ephesian church,
那我们现在来看以弗所教会的历史。
You can divide it into, well, I'm going to divide it into three periods.
我想把它分成三段时期。
And this morning I only talk about the first period.
今天早上我只讲第一段时期。
And in the afternoon I'll talk about the last two periods.
下午我会讲接下两个时期。
The first period I will summarize as the history of the Ephesian church during the time of Paul.
第一段时期就是保罗牧养的时期。
Yeah, which is basically the first 5 years of the Ephesian church's establishment.
也就是以弗所教会成立的前五年的历史。
Yeah, and I think we need to spend some time to briefly go over how the church was established and some of the events that happened in these early 5 years.
我们现在要看一看这个教会是怎么成立的，然后前五年有哪些事件。
And after we go over this history, then we will look into some of the lessons we can learn about church growth.
我们看了它的历史以后，我们再从中学习有哪些教训我们可以学习。
And this particular part of the Ephesian church's history is the part that we have the most information.About, right?
其实这五年是圣经对这五年有详细的记载。
Yeah, because pretty much all of it is recorded in the book of Acts, and Luke is a very wonderful historian, right?
因为这五年里面都记载在《使徒行传》路加是一个很好的历史学家，记载得很详细。
And in the afternoon, those other periods, it's not so detailed like Acts, so we will have to we'll have to make the best of the information that we have.
那么接下两个时期就不在《使徒行传》，所以不是那么详细了。
Yeah. So let's now go into the early part of the Ephesian history. Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
我们来看《使徒行传》十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's read verse 18.
我们从十八节开始念。
Acts chapter 18, verse 18.
十八章十八节。
So Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed for Syria. And Priscilla and Aquila were with him. He had his hair cut off at Cenchrea, for he had taken a vow. Verse 19.
十九。
And he came to Ephesus and left them there.But he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. Verse 20.
20.
But when they asked him to stay a longer time, he did not consent. Verse 21.
21.
But took leave of them, saying, I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing. And he sailed from Ephesus. Over here, we see the first contact that Paul had with the city of Ephesus.
这边记载保罗第一次和以弗所教会的人接触。
He was actually on the return leg of his journey, his second missionary journey.
这是在他第二次传道旅行的结尾。
Right, this was the missionary journey that brought the gospel into continental Europe.
这个第二次布道旅行是把福音带到欧洲。
Right, and then so when he was going back, actually he was making a collection for the church in Jerusalem, a financial collection.
其实在这个时候他在为了耶路撒冷教会做募捐。
And so once he visited those churches again, he said he purposed in his heart that he had to go to Jerusalem, not only to keep the feast, but another purpose was to pass along that aid.
他在这个时候到以弗所那里来守节，然后呢也要把福音传过去。
And according to some research, most people think that this first contact occurred around 51-52 AD.
根据历史学家这段时间是在公元后51年或者52年。
Yeah, this is based onsome information we have in the Bible, but also some archaeological findings.
是根据圣经也还有考古的证据。
Right, because, for example, in earlier in this chapter, a proconsul named, verse 12, named Gallio is mentioned. Right, and this also, they found his name in an inscription, and the date was very clear, right? Around 51-52 AD.
因为在十八章十二节记载，加流做亚该亚方伯，那后来历史里面可以知道这个人的做官时间是五十一或者是五十二年。
So you can see that about 20 years after the church started in Jerusalem, this was when the church was planted in Ephesus.
也就是在耶路撒冷成立教会二十年之后，这个福音也传到以弗所。
Yeah, so Paul finished his journey, went to Jerusalem.
在这里保罗结束他第二次布道旅行，要回到耶路撒冷。
Not long after, he set course on his third missionary journey.
在没有多久之后，保罗开始他第三次的布道旅行。
And if we look at verse 23.
我们假如看二十三节
Acts 18 verse 23
使徒行传十八章二十三节
says, After he spent some time there, he departed and went over the region of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening the disciples.
住了些日子又离开那里挨次经过加拉太弗吕加地方兼顾众门徒。
So this is the start of his third missionary journey.
这边是保罗第三次布道旅行的开始。
And instead of takingthe sea, like his first two, he decided to go over land.
不像他前两次布道旅行有经由海路，这次他要经过陆路。
He went through the middle of Asia Minor to strengthen the churches he had preached to before.
他先从小亚细亚去看一些他过去所建立的教会。
But then eventually he just goes straight westward and eventually hits Ephesus.
接下来他就往西行最后到了以弗所这个城市。
Like in chapter 19, verse 1.
在这记载在十九章第一节。
Right, it says, Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus.
在这个时候保罗经过了上边一带来到了以弗所。
So this is the second contact that Paul has with the city of Ephesus.
这是保罗第二次和以弗所这个城市的接触。
And I think this particular meeting is more familiar to many of us.
这一次的接触对我们教会的人来说是很熟悉的。
Right, because it was talking about how Paul found some disciples there.
因为在这边记载保罗遇到了几个门徒。
These disciples did not know the full gospel, but they had heard the teachings of John the Baptist.
他们对福音没有完全的了解，只听过约翰的洗礼。
Maybe this was, yeah, we don't know the exact origins, right, of this, right?
我们并不是对他们的这个情况很了解。
Yeah, but maybe there's a connection with Apollos, who also was in Ephesus, and he also was only instructed in the way of John at first, right?
也许这些门徒开始是接受了亚波罗的教训，亚波罗也只是对约翰的洗礼比较清楚。
Right, at first, right? Yeah. And then, but then Paul preaches to them, realizes that they didn't have the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗向他们传福音，发现他们没有得圣灵。
Right, baptizes them in the name of Jesus, in the correct baptism.
所以保罗就奉主耶稣的名给他们受洗。
And laid hands upon them, and they received the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues.
按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言。
So that began the Ephesian ministry.
这边就开始了以弗所的这种布道。
You can see immediately after this incident, the Bible says in verse 8, chapter 19, verse 8.
在第八节，19章第八节。
Yeah, Paul spent three months at first going to the synagogue, the Jewish synagogue, where as a Jew he had a right to speak.
接下来有三个月，保罗到犹太人会堂，因为他是犹太人，他可以在那边讲道。
And he tried to reason and persuade, of course, about the Lord Jesus Christ.
他在那边放胆讲道，辩论神国的事，当然他也讲耶稣基督的事。
Yeah. So these 3 months, seemed like maybe wasn't so fruitful at first.
开始这三个月似乎功效不佳。
Yeah, because in verse 9 it says that some were hardened in their heart.
因为第九节说，他们有些人心里刚硬不信。
Right, and then it even spoke evil of the way that Paul was speaking about.
甚至在众人面前毁谤这道。
So Paul decides that that's not the right now, given the circumstances, is not ideal. Let's try something else.
保罗发现当时情况不好，就想要用不同的方法。
Yeah. And so in verse 9 it says then that he went to the school of Tyrannus.
第九节就说他就去推拉奴的学房。
Yeah. This is probably referring to a philosopher at the time or a teacher at the time. Yeah.
可能是推亚奴学房是指当时的一个哲学的一个学派。
Likely what was happening was, of course, Tyrannus or whatever school was there, they of course had their sessions, but in the free time, Paul would, like, I guess, rent or borrow their space and then start to preach the gospel daily.
当然这个推亚奴学房像个学校，有他们自己的课程，但是也许是保罗在那边借那边的场地来做传福音的工作。
In the meantime, Paul worked as a tent maker.
同时保罗在做支帐篷的工作。
Right. And to support his own living.
来就是支持他自己的生活。
Right. And then, when there was free time, probably towards the middle of the day, then I guess he would go here, it was a big space, and then he could preach. Right.
然后到了比如说到中午之后呢他到这个地方他开始继续传道。
And this was quite fruitful. Right.
这个工作成效很好。
Because Paul eventually stayed there for 2 years and a little more too. Right.
因为保罗在那边住了两年之久。
And the Bible says in verse 10 that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks.
第十节说叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人是希利尼人，都听见主的道。
Yeah. So you can see that the gospel spread to that whole area very quickly. People were talking about it, and people were interested in going to listen to Paul.
所以很多人都听到了这个保罗的见证，也很有兴趣。
Right. So very likely, the church in Colossae nearby, the church in Laodicea nearby, was also established during this time.
所以在附近的哥罗西跟老底嘉教会，也可能是那个时候建立的。
Right. And during this time, there are also a lot of miracles that happened.
这段时间也有很多的神奇奇事发生。
Right. So from verse 11 through 20, it talks about some of these miracles.
所以从第十一节到二十节记载了很多的神迹的发生。
Yeah. One of the really incredible ones was in verse 12. Even the handkerchiefs or aprons of Paul was put on a person's body and they would be healed or the demon would be cast away.
十二节记载有人从保罗身上拿了手巾或围裙放在病人身上，并就 并就退了，恶鬼也出去了。
Yeah, so truly God was abiding with Paul, and his works, his mighty works were revealed to the people.
所以神与保罗同在，神的大能也借着保罗彰显出来。
Right. And then there's another incident that was well known to the people.
还有一段还有一件事件大家也知道。
Because the name of Jesus was being proclaimed throughout the land.
因为耶稣的名在当地呢都就变得非常有名。
Even Jews who did not believe in Jesus yet, they were exorcists, right? And they were trying to cast out demons. They would also cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
虽然在当时有些犹太人，他们虽然不信耶稣，也要奉耶稣的名来赶鬼。
Yeah, and when they used the name of Jesus, then the demon would answered them and say, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?
Right? 当他们这样做的时候，恶鬼回答说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们却是谁呢？
Yeah. And then so the demon leapt upon one of them. Right?
所以这个恶鬼所附的人就跳在他们身上。
Yeah, and then that person became possessed and was no longer himself.
然后就那个人被鬼附了，就不是他自己了。
Yeah. And then, so then, this incident, was spread across the whole city, right?
这一件事也在这个城里面非常轰动。
And then they realized how powerful is the name of Jesus. How powerful are those who believe in Jesus?
他们就知道耶稣的名是多么的伟大奉他还有属于他的人也是很。
Right. Because of that, then
能力很大。
More and more people began to believe.
因为这样，更多的人来相信。
Even you can see here, we can see the religious background of the city of Ephesus at the time.
在这边我们也可以看到当时在以弗所的这种宗教的背景。
Right, because many people who had practiced magic then brought their books to be burned.
平素行邪术的也把他们的书拿来焚烧掉。
And the value of those scrolls, right, and was quite a large sum.
这个书架呢，是一个很大的数目值。
Yeah, and then the church continued to grow.
就这样子，主的道就大大的兴旺。
Yeah, so you can see that the church or the city of Ephesus at that time, yeah, it was a very cosmopolitan city.
以弗所在当时是一个很大的都市。
It was the capital.Of that Roman particular Roman province called Asia.
它是罗马在那边亚细亚的一个亚细亚省的首都。
So keep in mind, the Roman province of Asia is not the whole Asia Minor; it's just the western portion of Asia Minor.
这个行省也并不是整个亚细亚，就是亚细亚西部的一个省份。
And then not only that, Ephesus was had the one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
以弗所在当时也有四大七大七大非常伟大的一个建筑。
Which was the temple of Artemis or Diana.
也就是亚迪米的庙或者是戴安娜的庙。
Right. This was a huge temple, at least at that time. Right.
这个建筑是在当时是一个非常宏伟的建筑。
Even in today's standards, it's a big building. Right?
就是从今天的标准来说，也是一个很大的庙。
It's approximately 100,000 square feet.
它里面将近有100,000，就是大概有十万个那个
平方尺。Yeah, and that's like the size of a little bit smaller than like a Target, right, or a Walmart. Yeah.
就相当于今天一个 Target 或沃尔玛这个store 的一个店的那个。
But back then that's huge, right?
在当时来说是一个很大的。
126 columns held up all the marble, right?
里面有126个柱子啊。
So you can see the religious climate was that some people practice magic. A lot of them were worshiping Diana. And going to that temple, right?
所以在这个当时的宗教背景，有人信邪术，有人到这个殿来敬拜戴安娜。
So this eventually influenced Paul's ministry there.
这也影响保罗的工作。
So from the last part of chapter 19 talks about how eventually a riot was instigated by some of the craftsmen and businessmen of the Diana cult, right?
在这个十九章的后半段就记载当时发生了一个暴动，是由当时的一些银匠来那个因为拜他们拜这个戴安娜神像的这些银匠他发起的一个暴动。
And you can see eventually, Paul also departed from there.
最后呢，保罗就离开这边了。
Because the disciples also the disciples also were preventing him, right?
这个时候当时的门徒也叫保罗不要到那边去。
Yeah. So in chapter 20, you can see Paul departs from Ephesus.
然后我们看到二十章保罗就离开了以弗所。
Yeah. So now this period, the second time that Paul was there in Ephesus, is spanned for about 3 years.
所以这一段时间大概是三年之久，保罗在以弗所。
And you can estimate maybe around 54 to 57 AD.
So this 段时间大概是公元后54到57年.
So this is a very gives us a very condensed picture of how the church in Ephesus started. What was the religious climate at the time?
这边我们可以看到当时以弗所教会是怎么样开始的，当时的宗教背景又是如何。
Yeah, today here in America, yes, of course, there's many differences, but it's also not that different either.
假如我们跟今天美国的情况来看，有不同的，但也有很多相同之处。
Right. I mean, one similarity is that, you know, America is a land of many immigrants of many cultures.
美国是一个移民的国家，有很多不同的文化。
And for Ephesus to be a provincial capital, to be a port city, it also was also very cosmopolitan. Right.
以弗所在当时是一个港口的城市，所以是一个非常繁荣的城市。
A lot of, you know, different religions, ideas, philosophies would have been mingling at that time.
所以在那个城市里面，有很多不同的宗教文化混合在一起。
Yeah. And so it's the same. It's the same in America.
就像美国一样。
Yeah. So how does a church grow in this climate?
那么教会在这种环境要怎么成长呢？
I want to highlight two lessons from this early period of the Ephesian history.
我想从这里面来讲出我们两个我们可以学习的功课。
A first lesson is that the word of God is vital to any spiritual growth.
第一个呢就是神的道呢对任何属灵的成长是非常重要的。
Yeah. If you look at all the actions of Paul and then how the church grew, you could see the word of God was at the core of what they were doing.
假如我们看保罗的工作还有教会的成长，我们发现最核心的内容就是神的道。
Right. Yes, there's many religions, many ideas, philosophies floating around. Right.
当时这个城市里面有很多宗教，很多思想。
People believing their own thing, right? Worshipping idols, right? Worshipping and pursuing what they wanted.
每个人都根据自己的喜好去拜他们的宗教。
And what do we do in that type of circumstance? We must emphasize the message, the word of God.
那在这个时候我们要注重什么呢？那就是注重神的道。
Right. For example, when Paul was arrived that second time to Ephesus at first.
譬如说保罗第二次再回到以弗所的时候。
Right. Or I'm sorry, the first time. Right?
Oh, 第一次。
Yeah, first time, right? When he was there, he reasoned with the Jews. Okay?
在那里他和犹太人辩论。
Yeah. I mean, when you reason with the Jews, of course, Paul, what is he basing that reasoning from? Of course, it's from the word of God.
他当然是根据神的道和犹太人辩论。
Yeah, the scriptures that they used were the same.
他们用的圣经是一样的。
But the message that he was proclaiming about Jesus was something very new to them, and yeah, that they didn't see in the scriptures before.
但是他保罗所讲耶稣的道理啊，对这些犹太人来说是非常新的，因为他们已经没有看到。
But again, the main point is that the core of that ministry was the word of God.
当然，这个保罗的工作的核心呢，就是神的道。
Same thing the second time when he first arrived.
同样啊，第二次保罗回到以弗所的时候
，He found those disciples that were not baptized in Jesus yet, in the name of Jesus.
他发现那边的门徒没有奉耶稣的名受洗。
And so his reaction was based on, and proclamations were based also again on the message and the word of God.
所以他接下来所做的事情都完全是出于神的道。
Right, how, and proclaim to them how, actually the message of John is pointing to the one coming after him.
保罗告诉他们说，约翰所传的都是指向主耶稣。
Right.And so that you must believe in the Lord Jesus so that your sins could be forgiven.
也就是说要相信耶稣，然后奉耶稣的名受洗，使他们的罪得赦。
And then you will also be promised the Holy Spirit.
然后你就会得到应许的圣灵。
So you can see Paul based all those, that reaction, that ministry there on what he knew and had received from God.
保罗所做的都是根据他从神那边所得到的道理和他所相信的。
As he remained in Ephesus, again, the core was the word of God.
他住在接下来他住在以弗所的这一段时间，他做的核心呢也是为了神的道。
Again, chapter 19, verse 10, it says, "Then that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus."
在十九章第十节这边说，在一切住在亚细亚的都听见主的道。
Yeah, so even though Paul was the main speaker, you know, the Bible says, but the Bible doesn't say everyone heard, you know, the preaching of Paul. No, the Bible emphasizes everyone heard the word of the Lord.
这边圣经并没有说所有人听到保罗的见证，而是说都听见主的道。
So the word of God is vital for any spiritual growth.
所以主的道神的道呢对属灵的成长是非常重要的。
If we think about our own experience in believing in Jesus, or you hear about various testimonies of people transforming in the Lord Jesus.
我们可以回顾我们自己信主的经验，或者听到别人见证如何信主的经验。
Right. How did the church grow? Or, I mean, how did we be able to believe in Jesus and then see our spirituality start to grow.
我们是怎么样相信耶稣，然后我们的灵性是怎么成长的呢？
But from all the testimonies I've heard, right, they always involve a period where either they heard a message from a sermon, right, or they spent a good period of time reading, digesting the Word of God through the Bible.
我听到许多见证都是这样子的，他们先听到道理，然后花一段时间来查考来理解神的道。
This also is from my own personal experience as well.
这个也是我个人的经验。
Right. That really the time that I grew the most was when I dedicated myself finally to read the Bible. Right. To read the Bible daily. Yeah.
我记得我是属灵成长最最好的那一段就是我把我全心全意开始来学习神的话。
So this is a moment where we can spend to reflect, right?
因为在这段时间里面，我们可以不断的反复思想。
Right. First, we can reflect on our individual basis.
我们可以来回顾思想我们的个人。
How is our spirituality recently?
我们可以来检验我们个人的灵性是怎么样。
Have we been growing?
我们有成长吗？
Right. And then look at that growth or stagnation or decline and think about its correlation with how we've been treating the Word of God.
我们可以先来看我们过去这段时间我们是灵性的成长或者灵性的退步，然后这段时间我们对于神的话的态度是怎么样。
Yeah, actually, it has, I believe you'll notice, it has everything to do with our attitude towards the Word of God.
一切都是跟我们对于神的话的态度有关。
Yeah, if we come to church, right, and our heart is not really there.
假如我们来到教会，可是我们的心却不在那里。
Right, we're not, yeah, of course, yeah, and at home maybe we don't really think about scripture. We're not reading the Bible.
我们在家里，我们也不去思想啊。神的话
yeah.
也不去读圣经
Yeah, then our spirituality would be lukewarm at best.
所以我们的灵性最好情况也是不冷不热的
yeah. And at worst, we will start to decline.
或者更糟，我们开始退步
Yeah. Collectively as a church, we can also think about our church growth.
我们同样的来可以从教会整体来看
Right. Again, both from a quantitative and qualitative point of view.
我们对教会来看，可以从量的或者从质的品质的方面来看。
And examine how are we growing in those ways?
教会是不是有这样的成长呢？
Are there more people that are willing to believe in Jesus?
有没有更多的人愿意来相信耶稣？
Are there more members that are revealing the image of Christ?
有没有更多的信徒能彰显主的形象？
Are there more members maturing in the faith, willing to serve?
有没有更多的信徒在主里面成熟，愿意侍奉？
From all these markers, we again can reflect. If there isn't that steady growth, is it because our collective attitude towards the Word of God has decreased?
假如我们发现并没有这样子成长，那是不是整个教会对于神的话没有那么注重呢？
Yeah. Yeah, when we think about the Bible, when we think about sermons, what's the attitude that's really in our hearts?
当我们听到正道，当我们看圣经，我们内心的心态是怎么样的？
When we think about weekday services, right, or daily cultivation, devotional time at home, what's our reaction?
当我们想到这个礼拜中的聚会，或者每天个人的灵修，我们的态度又是怎么样呢？
If it's very lukewarm, right? Then again, we won't see the church as a whole grow.
假如每个人的信仰都是不冷不热，那教会是不会成长的。
Because again, you can see at the core of the early growth of the Ephesian church was the Word of God.
因为我们看到以弗所教会的初期呢，他们非常注重神的道。
Yeah. So this is something that we need to think about and put more emphasis in.
这是我们需要思考，然后花更多的时间在这件事上。
Just only serving the Lord full time for a couple years now, right?
全时间侍奉神也只有几年时间。
And also observe, like in among the children, the youth, you can see, I observe in the SSCs or the RHTS.People's Bible knowledge is now very, very low.
我在我从这个学生灵恩会或者其他特别聚会里面看到，年轻人对于这个圣经的知识似乎不是很高。
Yeah. There's some passages or people or places that people should know, but then you realize, wow, they don't know.
圣经有一些章节，我以为他们会知道，我发现他们竟然不知道。Yeah.
And this, again, can be a reflection of a general attitude, right, towards the Word of God.
这可以反映这个整体对于神的道呢的一种的态度。
So it's the same thing for the RE teachers here. Right?
同样今天我们在座的宗教教育教员。
Right. Of course, we can think about our own individual faith. Yeah.
我们可以首先来检验我们自己的信心。
And then also we can think about the growth of our students.
我们再来看我们学生的这种属灵的成长。
Do we see them growing into the stature of Christ?
我们有没有看到他们灵里面成长有耶稣的身量呢？
And again, if not, then we have to remember a vital part of growth is the Word of God.
我们要记得这个促进他们属灵成长最重要的因素就是神的道。
And it's a reminder to us as RE teachers that when we are teaching our lessons, that the focus should be what the Bible is trying to teach us.
所以我们每个宗教教育教员 教导的时候一定要注意我们教导的最重要内容是神的道。
Yeah, of course, the way we teach it can be varied and appeal to the particular age group.
当然我们教导的方式会根据这个学生的年龄、年龄层次呢、来做调整。
But we must be careful not to take ideas that we come up with or come from the secular world.
但是我们要非常小心不要把、外面世上的一些思想拿进来。
Right. We bring it into the church, into the classroom, and then package it somehow biblically. Right?
我们不要把这个从外面的思想带到、教会里面来然后、来这样教。
But instead,、teach what the Bible is trying to teach us. Right?
我们应该、来按照圣经来教导。
Yeah, this is something that I'll also elaborate in the afternoon.
我们这一点我下午还要继续讲。
Right. So again, the main focus should be the Word of God.
当然最重要的就是神的道。
I bring this up because I've heard people have commented to me of various things that have been happening in the RE classrooms in the East region. Right.
我之所以这样提出来是、听到、有人这样跟我讲就是在东部教会的情况。
And of course, I think the majority are fine, but there's always、some cases there、that is not exactly the right approach.、Right?
因为、当然整体来说都 是,、都是很好但是也有一些、情况我听了好像不太对。
Yeah, yeah. So this is the first lesson that we can learn. We cannot escape the Word of God. We need this, and we must treasure it.The Word of God in order to grow.
所以我们在这里面学习第一个功课就是要注重神的道。
If we remember, in the time of Nehemiah,
我们可以想到尼希米时代。
Of course, that time their faith was not that good.
那个时候他们的信仰不是那么好。
But how did they revive their faith?
他们是怎么样让他们的信心重新变成火热呢
？If you recall, there was one day where Ezra, stood in the City Square and started to read the book of the law.
我们记得那个时候是有一天那个文士以斯拉在一个广场然后再把神的话读给他们听。
And how did the people approach that reading of the word?
当时百姓听到这样读圣经的反应是什么呢
？Actually, they were greatly reverent to the word of God.
他们对神的话都非常的尊敬。
Ezra started speaking early in the morning to midday.
以斯拉是从清晨一直讲神的话一直到中午。
Right, there they were outside, and then the Bible says they stood there the whole time.
那个时候百姓就站在那边整个时间。
Yeah, they didn't sit, they stood the whole time when Ezra was reading.
他们并没有坐着整段时间都是站着听。
Right, that was the attitude they had towards that renewed exposure to the Word of God again.
这个就是当他们再度听到神的话的时候他们的态度。
And they learned, oh, right now is supposed to be the Feast of Tabernacles, and then they started to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
他们听到当他们听到这一段话，知道说这一段是祝棚节的时候，
yeah.
所以他们要守节。
And then the Bible says that, you know, they started to mourn and cry, but then, they were encouraged. The joy of the Lord is their strength.
他们也因为这样子非常的就开始哭泣后来以斯拉鼓励他们说，这一段时间守节应该是有喜乐的心情。
So this is worthy of our reflection.And correction if needed.
所以这一件事情是值得我们反复思想。假如不是这样，要改正。
Yeah, the Word of God is so wonderful and powerful in itself.
神的道是这么样的好，也是这么有能力的。
And、let us not, let us not just cast it aside as if it was something very common.
我们不要轻易的把它丢弃，认为这是不重要的。
Yeah.Let's now look into a second lesson. Okay.
那么第二个功课是什么呢
？Let's turn to Acts chapter 20 now. Okay.
我们来看，《使徒行传》二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章。
From verse 17 all the way to verse 38.
从十七节到三十八节。
This is talking about how Paul had gone back into Europe and then was going back to the direction of Jerusalem, right?
这是保罗已经去过欧洲, 然后往耶路撒冷的回程上。
Right, so it was the return journey of his third missionary trip.
也就是他第三次布道旅行的回程。
And that time, he did not stop in the city of Ephesus.
这次他并没有到以弗所这个城市里面。
Right. But because he passed nearby, he decided to call the elders of the church to where he was at, a city called Miletus. And then encourage them.
然而他在以弗所附近的一个城市叫米利都, 然后他请以弗所教会的长老们来见他。
And in this conversation that he has with the elders, you can see his tireless and selfless labor for the church in Ephesus.
他跟以弗所长老的话呢, 可以表现他一种毫无私心, 如何非常的, 诚恳的, 的一段话。
So the second lesson that we learn from the church in Ephesus is that spiritual growth is sustained through the sacrificial labor of the membership.
所以在这边我们学到, 属灵的成长呢, 是 工人们能, 完全牺牲奉献的来侍奉。
Right. So throughout this talk, we can really, if you analyze it line by line, you can see so many aspects that we all should be aspiring to.
我们, 若是能, 就是一句一句的来看保罗说的话, 我们从中可以学到很多。
Right. So if we, like, let's start with verse 19.
我们从19节来看。
Right. It says that Paul was serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews.
服侍主, 凡事谦卑, 眼中流泪, 因, 又因犹太人的谋害, 经历试炼。
Right. You see, he was when he was there for 2-3 years, how was he serving? It was with all humility.
他在那边有三年之久都是以谦卑的态度侍奉。
And then with many tears.
也, 中间也流泪很多次。
Yeah. So why did Paul shed many tears?
为什么他流泪呢?
Right. It's indication that he really cared. Right?
表示他对, 这些人非常的关心。
That he was really invested in these people, right? The members, the body of Christ.
他为了这些信徒就是耶稣的身体 花了很多的时间。
Think about who we shed the most tears for.
那么我们来想 我们个人 为谁流泪最多呢?
It's usually for the ones closest to us, our loved ones.
当然是跟我们最关系最亲密的人 我们会流泪。
Because we love them, because our hearts invested in their life, in their well-being.
因为我们爱他, 我们也花了很多的时间, 希望他们活得很好。
Yeah, for those of us who are employed in a company, it's rare that you would shed tears for your employer, right?
我们在一个公司上班, 很少人会说为公司的事来流泪。
Yeah, unless you're really invested, right? You're the founder or you're one of the top executives. Yeah.
除非你是这公司的 股东, 或者你是公司的 公司的 主要干部。
Yeah, but if, typically an employee, he just, you know, this is for his living, so he just does what he needs to get by.
对一般的员工来说, 这只是一个工作, 他可以, 可以, 拿到, 工资来养生而已。
But for Paul, these were souls that were priceless, and he wanted to make sure that they can reach the final, you know, they can all become mature and be presented fully in the presence of God.
对保罗说,以弗所的信徒呢, 都是非常无价的灵魂, 他希望他们都能成长, 非常, 成熟的, 能来, 来见主耶稣。
Yeah. And throughout this time, he was always challenged by Jews.
而这段时间, 他又常常, 受到犹太人的谋害。
Yeah, so think about what's our reaction when we face challenges in serving God.
那么我们来想，我们在服侍的主的过程中，又若是受到一些攻击，那要怎么办呢
？Paul was a person who kept on enduring challenge after challenge with courage and faith. Despite a difficult time.
保罗能在这么多困难的时候，能胜过很多的攻击跟谋害。
Verse 20 says, "How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you."
我没有一样避讳不说的。
He kept back nothing from the Ephesian church.
他没有一样不说对他们有益的，他没有一样不说。
This is evidence again of his love, his true love for the members there.
这个代表他对以弗所教会的信徒有真正的爱。
It's a relationship of a father to a son.
就好像一个父亲对他儿子的态度。
Didn't keep back anything, but basically gave his loved ones everything that he had. Didn't hold back at all.
他愿意给他最好的给他最爱的人，没有一样不给。
Right, there's a Chinese saying about how masters would always save and reserve the best strategy for last. Right.
中国人这个师父跟学徒关系，有时候师父不愿意全部教，总是留几招不教。
Yeah, right. And it's so that they save that last like powerful move because like that way he can remain the master. He could be the top guy, right?
他不愿意，这个师父不愿意把最最重要的几招交给这个学徒，这样这个师父总就可以是最好的。
Yeah.So that relationship is more of just a master to disciples, right, and students.
这个关系呢，就是一个师父跟学徒的关系。
But for Paul, he didn't hold back anything. Right?
然而，保罗却不是这样的，他没有一样不教的。
Yeah, just like a father to a son.
就像父亲跟儿子的关系。
Verse 20, the second half also says how he taught the Ephesian church publicly and from house to house.
同时第二十章的二十节的后半段说，无论是在众人面前或个人家里，我都教导你们。
Publicly, I think we can understand Paul is there to proclaim the gospel.
在众人面前就是他在众人那边传福音。
But then also from house to house.
但也有是在个人家里。
It's talking about giving them personal attention when needed as well.
也就是说。他给每一个信徒有特别的关爱跟关注。
Yeah, and so as RE teachers, as various as people involved in different ministries in the church, sometimes that is needed as well.
所以对于宗教教育教员或者教会的工人呢，我们也要有这样的态度。
Right. Not just in the classroom.
不是只有在教室里面。
Sometimes, spending time with them outside the classroom, at their home or another place, is also quite needed.
有时候我们需要在这些学员的家里面跟他们来关爱。
Verse 21, 21节 testifying to Jews and also to Greeks.
又对犹太人和希利尼人证明神。
Showing his impartiality towards his listeners.
这边就是说他对所有人呢都是一视同仁。
Anyone who's willing to come, he proclaimed the gospel.
只要有人愿意来听，他都非常愿意把福音传给他们。
So same thing for us as workers of the Lord.
作为神的工人，我们也要有相同的态度。
There will be people that are more lovable. There will be people that are less lovable.
我们的学生里面有些是非常可爱，也有不可爱的。
But we likewise proclaim the same message and give them the proper love.
我们就要把同样的信息用很大的爱心交给所有的人。
Verse 21 says, what did he proclaim? He proclaimed
他传什么呢?
Repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。
So again, as the worker of the Lord, his main focus, the core of what he was doing was to bring them to the Word of God.
所以他为神工作的重点就是把人带到神面前，接受神的道。
The Word of God proclaims that we all are sinners.
神的道告诉我们，我们都是罪人。
The word of God also proclaims that Jesus came to save us.
神的道告诉我们，耶稣来救我们。
And so the word of God tells us we must repent and return to God.
神的话告诉我们，我们需要悔改，回归到主那边。
And believe in Jesus and we can be saved.
相信耶稣，我们这样才能得救。
So again, we should not veer away from the main message.
我们不要离开这个主要的道理。
Verse 27.
27节,
Let's jump to verse 27.
好, 我们来看27节。
It says, I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God.
因为神的旨意我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
The word counsel in English can be also translated as plan or purpose.
这边我们解释就是神的旨意或者神的计划。
Right. So this is Paul talking about how he spent his time there to elaborate in detail the whole plan, the whole purpose.Of God, right? Especially His salvation.
所以在这边保罗把神的所有的救赎计划交给那里的信徒。
Right. Again, talking about his focus on the Word of God.
在这边也可以看到他对神的话的非常注重。
Let's now jump to verse 33 and 34.
我们再看33节和34节。
It says, I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. Verse 34.
34节
Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me.
我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需要，这是你们知道的。
So you can see the way he served, it was not for any ulterior motive.
他没有其他的目的。
It wasn't for personal benefit.
不是为个人的个人的利益。
Right, to...receive the provisions from the members.
他不是想要从信徒那边得到什么。
Instead, he decided to support himself and his companions.
反而他是自己来供给他的生活。
You can see that he was very selfless in his service.
我们可以看到他这边是如何能牺牲他自己，一点私心都没有。
Right. Even he said earlier in this conversation, I do not count my life as anything.
他甚至在前面说，我不以自己的性命为念。
So spiritual growth also, right, as we said, spiritual growth can only be sustained if we have the sacrificial, selfless workers in the church.
这个教会的成长只有是在教会里面有这样的工人，他们是牺牲奉献，没有私心的来侍奉。
So, we must think about us individually, right?
我们应该来看自己。
Yeah, how do we serve the true and living God?
我们是怎么样来侍奉神呢？
As a church, are there members who are willing to serve in this way?
整体教会来说，有没有这样的信徒？愿意以这种态度来服侍神呢？
The growth of the church will depend on it.
因为教会的成长呢是需要这样的人的。
Right. And so, in order to serve like this, we really need to be filled with the love of God.
我们要侍奉神，我们需要充被神的爱充满。
To be willing to live for the one who died for us.
我们愿意那为我们牺牲生命的主来活。
Yeah. So, and I think we should. It's also worthwhile to think about. The examples that are around us.
我们也可以来环顾我们周围的一些榜样。
Yeah. Where have we seen very selfless act of service in the church?
我们有没有看到在周围有这样子非常愿意牺牲毫无私心的侍奉呢？
People truly will be moved by it, right?
有这样态度的人，其他人是会被感动的。
Actually, yeah, sometimes people cannot really see it either.
只是我们很多时候都没有看到。
Yeah. Recently, in Boston Prayer House.
最近在Boston 的祈祷所。
Right. There was a student. One Sabbath evening, he suddenly started having abdominal pains.
有一个学生一个安息日晚上他突然开始肚子痛。
Yeah. He's an exchange student. Yeah.College student.
他是一个从外国来的大学学生。
And yeah, long story short, we had to bring him to the emergency room.
我们最后就是要把他带到那个急诊室。
Well, actually, I brought him to the emergency room.
我带他去急诊室。
Yeah. But one thing that really touched me was at 3 a.m.
让我很感动的是，是在清晨、yeah. 凌晨三点。
I mean, I had contact, let the council know, right?
我已经告诉这个教会的负责人。
Yeah. But there was a brother who was not on the council, but knew about it.
教会有一个弟兄，他不是负责人。他知道
了。I didn't even request for anyone to go to the hospital.
我也没有要求任何人来这个医院。
Yeah. But at 3 a.m.,He shows up in the hospital.
就在凌晨三点，这个弟兄来到医院。
Yeah, that to me was very touching.
对我来说，我非常感动。
Very selfless act of service.
这个也是一个非常愿意牺牲奉献的态度。
I think in the same way, when we are, if we are willing to put this type of love and attitude to the ministry.
假如我们愿意以这样的爱跟牺牲奉献的态度来侍奉神。
Just like Paul.
就像保罗一样
then the church will be able to prosper and grow.
这样子教会才会成长。
So this morning we have briefly highlighted two lessons from the early stages of the history in the Ephesian church.
所以今天早上我们从以弗所教会早期的历史面看到两点可以学习的。
Yeah, I hope that we can put these lessons to heart.
我希望我们把这两个教训呢能记在心上
yeah, and to improve where necessary、right?
然后来做改进
yeah, the word of God is vital to any spiritual growth
神的道对于灵的属灵的增长是必须的
and spiritual growth is sustained only if there's these the sacrificial love and service of her members
属灵的成长能继续成长是靠着这些工人的牺牲奉献、
yeah.
无私的奉献
We will continue to study this church in the afternoon
我们要下午我们会继续来、
yeah. and,
学习
and learn more lessons from this church
从这个以弗所教会来学到更多的教训
Let's now sing hymn number 418
我们来唱赞美诗418首